Out of many.
Out of many.
One people. One people.
Jamaica, one of the most culturally diverse countries in the Caribbean.
I'm proud of J.A. I'm proud of J.A. I'm proud of.
Our history, our culture and our people have propelled this small island with an area of just 4,213 square miles to the international stage. Yes, we little but we talawa in our music, sports and cuisine, some of the best the world has ever experienced. A beacon of democracy, and with independence, our own national emblems and symbols. The three emblems are the national flag, coat of arms, correctly titled the State Arms of Jamaica, and the national anthem. The four national symbols are the ackee fruit, swallowtail hummingbird, popularly referred to as the doctor bird, the blue maho tree, and the lignum vitae flower.
Find the flag in your heart.
Raised on Independence Day, August 6, 1962, the Jamaican flag signifies the birth of a triumphant nation. Gold, green, and black. The sun shineth, the land is green, and the people are strong and creative. It's a sacred emblem to be paid due reverence and devotion by all citizens.
The flag should never touch the ground on any occasions.
Acting Executive Director and Legal Counsel at the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, Lily Claire Bellamy, says when raising the national flag, it's important to have proper lighting.
When you're flying the flag, there should always be light on the flag. If you're flying the flag after sunset, there should be a spotlight on it, so the flag should never be in the dark.
Except during private ceremonies, the burning of the Jamaican flag is strictly prohibited.
The only time a flag is supposed to be burned, it's when it is tattered and torn and you burn it in a private ceremony. Burning it openly is showing disrespect.
Acting Executive Director and Legal Counsel at the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, Lily Claire Bellamy. Also of note, never raise any foreign flag publicly unless the Jamaican flag is also flown. And don't place any other flag above or to the right of the Jamaican flag, except at foreign embassies, consulates, and missions. Note keenly that the flag shouldn't be draped over vehicles, except on military, police, and state occasions. Now to our national anthem.
Eternal Father, bless our land.
The national anthem was written by the late Reverend Hugh Sherlock, the late Robert Lightburn, and the late Mapletoft Poole. It's our nation's song, poem, and a prayer all in one, seeking guidance and direction while imploring brotherly love for the island and its people. Jamaican citizens should stand at attention, and men should remove their hats when the anthem is being played.
Stand at attention. You don't walk, you don't chew, you don't have your arms crossed on your chest, you should be at your side. Simple things which some of us take for granted.
This is the land of my birth. I said this is the land of my birth. I said this is Jamaica.
The national symbols and emblems may not be used in any trademark unless permission is granted.
Persons may apply to get a trademark that has a representation of one of our national symbols or emblems. If you're going to be doing it for commercial purposes, you should seek permission. And permission is granted by the Office of the Prime Minister. We have a responsibility to ensure that what is important and what distinguishes us as a people is passed on and shared.
Acting Executive Director and Legal Counsel at the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, Lily Claire Bellamy. On that note, let us pledge to use our national symbols and emblems to bring pride to our little island in the sun.
Let us stop for a minute, put our blessings one by
one. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.